Government introduces bill to delay euthanasia expansion. At the end of January, the committee studying euthanasia recommended an indefinite delay of the expansion to those with mental illness. You can read more about the committee's recommendations here. In addition to the committee's report, seven provinces and three territories wrote to the federal government asking for an indefinite pause in the expansion. Mainstream media, such as the Globe and Mail, also called on the government to cancel instead of delay euthanasia for those with mental illness. On February 1st, just 3 days after the committee tabled their report, the Minister of Health introduced Bill C-62 to delay the expansion. Although the committee did not place a time frame on their recommendation for delay, the government chose to delay for 3 years, until March 17, 2027. Bill C-62. There are a couple of interesting things to note about Bill C-62. First, as mentioned, the bill would delay the expansion for 3 years. Last year, almost to the day, the government introduced Bill C-39, which delayed the expansion for 1 year, saying they believe the healthcare system would be ready by early 2024. But now the government has introduced a bill to delay for another 3 years, after the next federal election. With continued pushback on the expansion in the next 3 years, the government may be convinced to cancel the expansion entirely. Second, in line with the committee's recommendations, the bill requires the committee to reconvene 1 year before the expansion comes into effect. The study that was just completed by the committee focuses solely on the question of whether Canada is ready to expand euthanasia to those with mental illness. But Bill C-62 makes no mention of studying readiness. Instead, it requires a, quote, thorough review of the eligibility for medical assistance in dying of any person whose sole underlying condition is a mental illness, end quote. Later, the bill clarifies that the committee may include, quote, any recommended changes to the provisions of the Criminal Code relating to medical assistance in dying, end quote. This means that it would be within the committee's mandate to recommend stopping the expansion of euthanasia entirely, instead of sticking simply to a question of readiness. Not done yet. Every member of parliament on the committee studying euthanasia agreed that the expansion needs to be delayed, with some going further and saying it should be cancelled outright. It is likely that Bill C-62 will pass quickly through the House of Commons. On the other hand, 4 out of 5 senators on the committee agreed that a delay was unnecessary and potentially problematic. Some reports indicate that advocates of euthanasia expansion are encouraging the Senate to stop Bill C-62 when it gets to the Senate. If the bill does not pass prior to March 17, Canadians with mental illness will be eligible for euthanasia. We can continue to show the Senate that Canadians want this delay passed. You can send an easy mail to your senators encouraging them to pass Bill C-62 prior to the March 17, 2024 deadline.